Sleepy Cowtown, Sacramento, is now a dangerous hellhole. Chicago West, shootings, stabbings, machete attacks, bank robberies, all in one day. By Katie Grimes, October 30th, 2021. Published by California Globe. Friday night, in the once sleepy cowtown of Sacramento, California, there were multiple shootings, stabbings, and a transient attacked someone with a machete. This is just what was reported by the Public Safety News Network. Around 12:25 a.m., Sacramento police responded to reports of someone being stabbed with a machete or large knife near 9th Street and I Street. Police were able to locate the suspect on scene and place them into custody. The fire department arrived shortly after and transported the victim to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Hashtag transient related. Hashtag Daryl Steinberg. A second machete incident took place last night when a homeowner confronted someone in his garage. According to Good Day Sacramento, Ryan Savino says he was wearing nothing more than underwear when he ran into his garage. He says he got an alert on his security camera that something was happening. Savino says he confronted the suspect, who was holding a machete he'd taken from Savino's truck. Savino managed to chase the suspect out of the garage with a baseball bat. Savino says he's frustrated because it's not the first time he's had a break-in at his lock-gated complex. One of the three shootings was a multi-casualty incident, 5 shot, 2 dead, at Garfield Ave and Palm Ave. Another shooting that took place was on the American River Parkway, a once lovely bike trail. The 32-mile trail was recognized as a national trail in 1974 and voted the number one bike path for 2006 by Trails.com. Now it is home to a burgeoning transient population. There was a robbery in broad daylight at F&M Bank, located at the 1300 block of J Street downtown. One resident said, "Probably a felon that our governor released back into general population, or maybe it was someone who ran out of EDD benefits." Another resident asked, "Who's really surprised?" There was a stabbing on 33rd Avenue east of Franklin Boulevard. The Public Safety News Network reported, "One victim was located and transported to the hospital via paramedic ambulance with lights and siren. The victim was in stable but serious condition, according to reports, with several stab wounds to the lower and upper body, as well as the head." A friend in the Land Park neighborhood has described the city as a dangerous hellhole. She and her husband are fleeing the city to a foothill community. Sacramento was also just ranked the most unaffordable housing market in the country. The city being infiltrated by residents of San Francisco fleeing that hellhole city, who are buying up residential homes for cash, driving the prices up dramatically. As for the shooting in Land Park, one nearby resident said, "We got so used to hearing all the gunshots, we went back to sleep."
Audio Hopper.